That's right, you just tuned into Sweet Life's podcast. That's right, it's your boy Morgan Jr. Welcome back to the Sweet Life podcast. Today we got on the line British Day, and we're going to be talking to her about all the trials and tribulations about being a female hip-hop artist out of the QC. So I'm going to go ahead and get British Day on the line, and we're going to go ahead and run straight into this interview. All right, that's right. We back with the Sweet Life podcast. I'm on the line. I got British Day. She's calling all the way from the QC. So before we start this interview, go ahead and let everybody know where you're from and what area you're representing.
I'm British Day, and I'm representing the Quad Cities, 563309. You know what it is.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay. So, British Day, that's kind of a unique name. I'm kind of curious how you came up with that.
British Day actually originated, you know, I'm a street bitch. So when I jumped off the porch, motherfuckers was telling me you can't use your real name. So motherfuckers tried to give me the name Candy, and I'm sitting here in front of people and motherfuckers calling me Candy, and I'm not answering it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not nothing close to my name. So one day, my homie was kicking shit with me, and he was like, British, and it just stuck, you know? So British is my street name, and Day, you know, I grew up in the system. I was adopted. That's my adopted mom's last name, so it just kind of took.
Okay, I know where you're coming from, because I was also adopted myself, so I know that's how I, that's how I came up with the name Morgan Jr. You know, that's my blood last name,
but
you know, my dad's last name is Payne. So is it hard breaking through the barriers of being a female artist?
Yes and no. I would say yes as far as around here, because motherfuckers really ain't out here female-wise representing, you know, what we be doing out here. It's mostly males, so it's like, you know, shit. I congregate with a bunch of males anyway, so it's not too hard for me. But as far as being a female trying to do this music shit, most definitely.
Okay, okay. So what can you tell your fans to expect from British Day this year in 2021?
Shows and videos.
Okay. So is it hard to compete in a male-dominated music industry?
I don't know how I can answer that. Like I said, I would say yes and no. But to me, it don't even seem really too much different. It just seems more like I'm just out here doing my thing, and I'm not really paying attention to what anybody else is doing.
You're just doing your own thing, right?
On myself.
Okay, so what would you say is your favorite artist that you work with so far?
Big Mook.
Who?
Most definitely. Big Mook.
Big Mook?
Yep.
How long you been working with him?
Shit, I really just started working with him this year. I'd always heard about him, and then, you know, I started recording with him and stuff, and now, I mean, we got a few songs that we done together. A couple shows we done, you know, so yeah, definitely Big Mook.
What was the biggest show that you done this year?
I'm still doing locals. I'm still trying to get over my fear of doing shows. I've only done like three so far, but just the little shows in Clinton that I've done so far. I've done like two of those.
Oh, you've been performing in Clinton?
Yep.
So like, what is like the feedback and like the reactions you get up there?
To be completely honest with you, the feedback that I've got from people, especially being a white female doing this stuff, like, nobody knows that I rap. So it's like, when I get up there, I kind of see everybody smirking and laughing until I open my mouth, and then motherfuckers want to be shot. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like, as soon as I open my mouth and I do my thing, people really just be coming up and man, confidence booster for sure, because they're like, man, we fuck with your music. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so, right. Okay. So you enjoying doing the shows? You enjoy being on that stage? You enjoy that energy that you get when you get on stage?
I do and I don't, because I'm so anti-social. It's like, I never thought in a million years I would be recording and doing any type of shows at all, because that's not what I do. Like, my whole game plan was trying to be a ghostwriter, but, you know, I'm trying to conquer that little fear of doing shows and doing all that stuff. So, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I'd be so high. It goes so fast, I don't even realize it's done until it's over with.
Right. Have you worked with any female artists in your area?
Not yet. I'm trying to.
Would you want to?
Oh, for sure. I'm always down to work with anybody that's down to work, period.
What female artists in your area would you be willing to work with?
None.
Yeah, I know how that is, because there's a bunch of male artists I'm not willing to work with.
Right.
All right, well, we just ran through them first five questions. We're going to run into a commercial break, and then we're going to come right back to you guys. We got to pay a couple bills. You know, our sponsors got to get paid. That's how we get paid. So we're going to come right back with British Day. We got five more questions. Then we're going to play my favorite game, Trash or Cash. I want to thank you guys for tuning into the Sweet Life Podcast. I'm on the line with British Day. You guys, thank you. That's right, we back with the Sweet Life Podcast, part two. We on the phone with British Day, and we about to go ahead and finish this interview up. And like I said, play my favorite game, Cash or Trash. We going to find out what industry artists we think British Day thinks is trash or cash. But let's go ahead and run back into this interview real quick. So, if you could work with any major artist in the industry, who would it be?
Does it have to be somebody that's popular right now? It can be anybody.
Anybody, if you could work with anybody in the industry.
Man, Project Pat.
Oh my God.
On my soul.
Oh,
that's
my
favorite
God.
Rapper.
Project Pat.
Yes, sir.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. When I was growing up, Project Pat was one of my favorite MCs when I was like 10, 11 years old.
Hey,
I swear,
man,
I love Project.
That's my favorite rapper, period. Man, stop it.
That's so funny that you, I didn't expect that answer. That was a unique answer because I'm like, man, nobody would, like, people sleep on Project Pat, but man.
Man, people sleep on all them folks, man. I swear they are.
I love 360. Like, I love all the artists that they all put together. You know what I'm saying? They are a perfect combination. I love Juicy J.
It's crazy because when I started doing this thing, everybody said I sounded like Gangsta Boo, and I'm like, bro, that's so crazy because my favorite rapper is Project Pat.
That's crazy. I ain't even gonna lie. I gotta give you a kudos on that one. So how did you even get started doing hip hop music, and what inspired you to become a lyricist?
You know, I've always grown up in a household with music, you know, so it's like, back in the day when I was in high school, I'm 16, 17 years old, writing over Project Pat songs and Gangsta Boo songs and, you know, stuff like that. And it's crazy because a couple years ago, I just did this little It was a Facebook video that I just did a song that I had wrote over a Future beat. And when I tell you, people were tripping out, and then I had a few people from the studios down here hitting me up wanting me to come record. And that's kind of how I got into doing this. I really just started recording and doing my own music like 2 years ago.
You just took off and just kept going with it, right?
Yep, sure did.
Okay, what type of energy and vibe do you feel when you get on stage from your fans?
I don't even think I have fans like that yet that have seen me actually perform. But like I said, the energy that I get from people when they see me open my mouth and they hear what I'm talking about, it's definitely a good energy. That's really what makes me keep going.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we got to talk about a serious topic because, you know, last year, that COVID-19 really affected the music industry very, very hard. You know, a lot of people were out of work, and a lot of artists weren't able to perform, and they couldn't do tours, and they couldn't perform in venues. How bad did the COVID-19 virus affect you?
Not at all. Not at all. Like I said, I just really started grasping and touching the surface of doing this music thing, so it didn't really affect me at all. I was still able to get into the studio, still able to drop with no problems.
Okay, so it didn't affect you at all.
Nah.
All right, last question, one last time. Go ahead and tell the listeners what city British Day is representing and putting on the map.
Quad Cities, 563-309 area codes.
All right, we're going to go ahead and run to this last commercial break, and then we're going to bring her back with my favorite game, Cash or Trash. That's why I want to thank y'all for listening. That's right, we back with my last favorite segment, Cash or Trash. I'm going to ask British Day five artists. She's going to tell me if she thinks that they're cash or trash. You ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, the first one I got for you, Doja Cat.
I really don't know too much about her. So I guess trash.
Mulatto.
I know she's popular, but I don't know too much about her either.
All right, what about Megan Thee Stallion?
Are they all female artists that we're going to ask about?
I'm doing a female interview.
Okay. I know she dope, most definitely. I'm going to have to say Cash, but in my personal opinion, I don't do all that pee popping and weirdo shit, so I don't know.
Cardi B.
I mean, she definitely Cash. Everybody fuck with her. She definitely Cash. Well, don't get me wrong. Every artist that you done said so far, I heard of them, whether I know their music or not. So all of them Cash. I mean, they female rappers, but do I believe in what they be talking about? Nah.
All right, well, okay, we're going to push the envelope now. What about NBA Youngboy?
No, trash.
Lil Uzi Vert?
Trash.
Moneybagg Yo?
Yeah, trash.
DaBaby?
Trash.
Lil Baby?
Dope. He Cash.
You pick Lil Baby over DaBaby?
Yeah, I was a big fan of DaBaby when he first came out. You know what I'm saying? But it's like as soon as everybody start getting industry, it all just kind of sounds the same to me.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you put trash for Youngboy, because that boy is trash.
Yeah, I can't fuck with him. You know, I'm older though, so I'm not one of these teeny boppers. So I really be listening to what the message is in the music. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the shit I just can't relate to.
Yeah, I wish a lot of these industry artists would put down some of the bullshit that they do be rapping, because I know a lot of these niggas ain't living like that and probably put out more positive message for our youth out here, because our youth out here is taking this shit and they eating it up and they running with it, like I don't even want my kids listening to that shit,
man. I got a soon to be 13-year-old that's into all that NBA Youngboy and all that shit, man. I can just tell by his attitude. It's like, come on, bro.
Ah, smack the NBA Youngboy out of my damn son.
I swear to God,
you got a driver's license.
Swear to you.
I'm checking all the CDs and playlists before he get in the car, boy. You always better be riding the Christian music.
You
don't
have him on there listening to straight church music.
Yeah, look, every song you bump in this car while you driving better be Lecrae, or I'm taking the steering wheel off. Play with me, son, if
funny
you want
as
to.
Hell.
All right, that's right. We did my favorite game, Cash and Trash, with British Day. We just did the interview. It was awesome. I enjoyed talking to her, breaking it down, and getting, you know what I'm saying, the science behind her. I enjoyed the podcast. If you guys want to check out British Day, you can check her out on Facebook. You can check her out on Instagram, right?
Yep, Instagram.
And British Twitter.
British motherfucking Day. No Twitter. I ain't got no Twitter.
I got a Twitter, but I just do not mess with it. I still haven't figured it out after this many years.
I'm still trying to figure out Instagram, man. I'd be lost in the sauce.
I swear I'd be mad. Like, when all the other social medias came out, like they added me to them, and I'd be like, you know, I'll do my little posts and stuff that I'm supposed to do, but I can't figure. The only one that I'm like, after MySpace.
Oh my God.
I left it alone.
I'm a late bloomer. My first thing was a Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, really? See, I had the MySpace when Soulja Boy was doing it, and you know, I got onto that. And then as soon as Facebook came, I'm like, oh man, I'm done. I can't, you know, it took me forever just to get my MySpace popping, man.
Oh my soul.
That was a lot of energy I put into that. I want to thank you guys for listening to the Sweet Life Podcast. Go ahead and give a thumbs up and leave her a comment, and we're going to be up out of here. At the end of this, you're going to hear a freestyle from British Day. She definitely sent us a freestyle, so we've added that to the podcast. And then we got a record from her called That Bitch. So definitely peep that out.
Oh.
And I heard she possibly got a contract deal in with Sweet Life, but we working on it. So we're going to let y'all know when we put that together. I want to thank y'all for listening and tune in.
Okay, go get that file with that, bro. I checked out my mind with these drugs are getting throat. I gotta stay high if I don't need some more. No talking for me, but you wop ass little hoes. I say to myself, they won't leave me alone. Stay true to the game, now look at me, I'm dope. No need for you hoes, I'm befriending my clone. Hell yeah, I blow back, only sparking good dope. No lacking in traffic, this bitch got a scope. Don't think this shit sweet, come and try me, I blow. Got the holes in his ass looking like on the hoes. I pass out the poles, little bro, tuck and go. I'm eating up rappers, they cheap over foe. I want all the smoking, just not in the yo. I know why they hate me because I'm too cold. They try to spoof feed me, I'm grabbing the folk. I'm popping big shit, I be all in my zone. Been pulling up folks, got my movement slow-mo. You gotta get checked for them poles at my dope. Don't play with my life, I'm not trusting the soul. I know what I do if I'll ever go broke. I slide on the plug, lay his ass on the float. I terminate shit, I'm not blessing the soul. He told me slow down, now his ass in the hole. I'm Tony Montana, just those sorts of coke. Then VVS diamonds shine all through my dope. I almost put crack racks on my wrist and throat. Now that's how you know if you got some good dope. You go meet your maker, you think I'm a hoe. I don't cap when I speak, if I said it, you know. Don't rotate with fuckboys, it's under the law. Folks seem like canaries and cops give them jobs. I move them in bricks, I'm inside of the mob. I heard he was up, but that boy tried to rob me. He thought I was lacking, I did him so grimy. Thank God for my nine, save my life, perfect timing. I keep my little bitch on my side, cause she riding. I stuntin' the hoes, get you bitches behind me. Get fucked from the back, you won't catch me dick riding. These hoes got my name on their lips like they sobbing. I race to that money, catch up Ricky Bobby, bitch. No snakes at my table, you can't take a seat. No trust, I'm a savage, I put faith in me. Got 3 foot 10s flowing, I'm flooding these streets. I'm trapping in traffic with bands on me. My mother's an angel and now I'm a demon. You come with that fool shit, I swear you gon' feel it. I'm causing them static and making a scene. Feel pain on the daily, keep fake shit for me. Don't fuck with them words, but them actions a must. Felt pain in my heart, I mean moments she lost. Not going on feelings, no sexual healing. Not doing relations, I warn you up front. Pop beans on the daily, blow smoke like a freight train. I'm turning this freeway, Patron in my cup. He feeling my swag, but I don't give a fuck. You say you in love, but your man's on my Sorry, little baby, your man's is a fan. This ass is a meal, bitch, he want more than snacks. Clocking that bread while I'm pushing them packs. No lies in my rhymes, only speaking them facts. Can't fuck with you, weirdo, get caught in that trap. No lacking in traffic, my man keep his trap. He pushing back wings like he braiding a plats. Homie riding with me, staying down like they call me that bitch. They call me that bitch. They call me that bitch. And I'm getting rich, yeah, I'm getting rich. Bitches doing them dicks and I'm copping them jigs and busting them licks. You can call me that bitch, my pockets is thick. I know my haters are sick. They say I'm the shit, but I am that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. They know I'm that bitch and I stay getting rich. I'ma always be rich. You can keep doing dicks, I'ma stay copping jigs. Stay busting these licks. I know I'm that bitch, yeah, I know I'm that bitch. Bitches know I'm that bitch, a dangerous bitch. Don't speak on my name or get found on your back. I fuck with this rap shit, just left from the trap. Had a fire in my plug, man, for fucking our bands. Do shit on my own, I'm not needing no man. Not seeing my vision, I know what my plan. I stay on the X while you down on them Zans. You play with that money, I'm hawking down bands. I'm winning this race, you spectate from the stands. Stop clocking my pockets and get your own bag. Don't play with that moolah, you making me mad. Don't front on my neck, that face, now it's bad. Have you singing the blues like you calling me back? Call me Speedy Gonzalez, I'm chasing them racks. Team popping your ass, I'm not catching no flag. Don't make me mask up, I'm best color is black. My bestie stay with me, yeah, yeah, she a strap. She be running her mouth, all I hear is them claps. Out the ego come out, you can call him his Babs. I rain on parades and I stay ruining plans. Do it all for that paper, I look how I'm bad. If you wanna stay safe, don't be running your mouth. They all hate on my name, on my face, not a sound. Start planning your funeral, I'm taking shit down. If you ain't from the street, keep your ass in the house. They call me that bitch, they call me that bitch. They call me that bitch, and I'm getting rich. Yeah, I'm getting rich. Bitches doing them dicks and I'm copping them jigs and busting them licks. You can call me that bitch, my pockets is thick. I know my haters is sick. They say I'm the shit, but I am that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. They know I'm that bitch and I stay getting rich. I'ma always be rich. You can keep doing dicks, I'ma stay copping jigs. Stay busting these licks. I know I'm that bitch, yeah, I know I'm that bitch. Bitches know I'm that bitch, a dangerous bitch.
When a man is assertive, he's a boss.
He bossed up.
He bossed up. No negative connotation behind bossed up, but lots of negative connotation behind being a bitch.